It's okay to cry out to God and say, Lord, help me. It's okay to do that every day if you need to. Lord, help. Lord, help. I need some help over here. There was this video game a long time ago. It was a war game, and you could push a button, and the guy was like, I need some help over here. I need some help. There's a lot of men out there saying, where's my help meet? I need a help meet. Where is she? Why don't she get right before God? Why don't she give up her Jezebel ways? And there's probably some women out there saying, where's my Boaz at, you know? Well, Boaz was doing his job, and he was just tending his farm or whatever he was doing, his field. And who was it? Was it Naomi or her cousin? And she said, go lay at his feet. In other words, say that you're going to submit. Because a man don't want no woman to be a man. He wants them to submit like God says. And to be honest with you, I thought about this today. I thought, you women really could, take advantage of that. You could find you a man to submit to, and you could actually learn how to walk in the Spirit by submitting to a man that loves you. Now think about this for a second. You know, I said this about a couple of years ago. I said, you know, I go to work and I get paid to take up my cross. I get paid to be more like Jesus, right? A disciple of Jesus. So I go to work, I zip my lip, and I say, sir, yes, sir. Clean that toilet. Sir, yes, sir. Sweep that floor. Sir, yes, sir. I learned on a job to take up my cross, and I got paid for it. Now, how much better can it be? You're getting paid to be like Jesus. How much better could it be? So a woman, she could find her a saved man, and she could probably still work her job if she wants, or she could go part-time, or not work, maybe. Or work from the house. You know, there's a lot of online jobs now. So she could find her a man and submit. And she's being taken care of to submit to that man who's willing to die for her. Work two jobs, work three jobs, whatever. As long as she zips the lip and submits, she's getting divine protection to do what she's supposed to do, and she don't even have to worry about it. She just takes up a cross. She's becoming more like Jesus. The humility, the faithfulness. She could actually be at the house reading her Bible and becoming more like Jesus, you know. But all she has to do is quit trying to be the man and quit trying to compete with a man. Instead of being a competitor, she's a completer. So the women really, I don't know why the world system hates y'all so bad, but it does. I don't know why the world system hates women so bad, but it does. But y'all could actually take advantage of it and find some man who's willing to sacrifice his body and his time and his energy, and you could be at home being like Jesus. You could be being conformed into Jesus' image while the man's out there working hard by the sweat of his brow, and he likes it. He likes doing that. He likes digging in the ground and building stuff and sweating and using a hammer. And he likes it. Makes him stronger, to be honest with you. So you women really could take advantage of that and become like Jesus by just submitting to a man who's not perfect. There's no perfect human. You're not perfect. Why do you want your husband to be perfect? Well, he don't love me. He don't compliment me. He don't buy me flowers every time I want him to. He don't do this. What are you, a little girl? What do you believe the world's... You think love is buying you flowers? No. Love is going out there and working by the sweat of your brow and taking care of you. That's real love. Yeah, but I want some emotional blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you might get that early on in the courtship, and then it might not be there, but it's a different kind of love. It's a different kind of love. He might show love different than you show love. The love languages. Everybody's got a different love language. A man shows love because he's taking care of his family and he's sacrificing, going out there and sacrificing. Well, I don't like that kind of love. Well, is it your reality or God's reality? God put that in the man. Anyway, that ain't even what I was wanting to talk about. That came out of nowhere. But y'all could take advantage of that. I got four messages that I got to download today. I don't think I'm going to talk about them right now, but I'm going to talk about them later. And one of them is, I'm coming after you, Babylon, but I'm also before you. The other message is TV shows. The series in the TV shows is teaching you how to rise up out of this thing. If you watch a series and you watch a certain character, you see they used to be mean and ornery. Is that the word? Ornery? O-N-E-R-Y? Ornery? Ornery? Used to be mean and all whatever. Give you the evil eye every time you see them and stuff like that. But you see that character through the series, they become a better person. So all your TV series, if you watch them long enough, and I did that in 2017. I watched all the time travel movies and a lot of series. And what I watched is certain characters. Binge watch. So I just binge watched series after series after series in 2017. And I saw a common pattern. And the pattern is those characters start out evil. And then over time, the love of their friends or their family or just God himself or just internal insight, they become a better person. Every TV series, if you binge watch any TV series, you're going to see one character become more understanding, more caring, more patient, and they become a better person. So the TV series are to try to teach you how to be a better person on the inside. Number three, what was it? Six months something. I can't read the last word. And it's all a story. 6 months to something. I don't know what that was about. If I think of it, I'm sure I'll think of it again and I'll talk. If God has given you a message to talk about, you might forget it. If you don't write it down, you will forget it. But if you write it down, it always comes back, though, because he's trying to teach you something. And he's trying to teach other people something. Trying to teach other people something through you, too. If you speak something out, if you spit out some truth, you're actually ministering to yourself. You actually are ministering to yourself because the Holy Spirit is in you, but it's outside of you. In you, outside of you, everywhere. God is everywhere, omnipotent, omnipresent, all-knowing. So you think your day-to-day process, your everyday, like I'm going to the bank right now, and you think, I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to the bank. No, I'm not just going to the bank. I'm facing off with some tellers and some arches and shapes and symbols on the building. And those shapes and symbols are telling me, like the building has archways, archetypes. The roof is an A-frame roof, the blood of Jesus. And it's got a vent. And so when you face off with anything in his life, every object is an object lesson. And you don't even know you're being changed. And so every day you go around the cycle in this holographic repeat simulated training program, like over on the highway right now, it says, elevate the power of your work, Iron Mountain. Now look at the deeper meaning behind those words. Elevate your power is in the spirit. Iron, Iron. Ron means God's power. Mountain, you're rising up. You're elevating. So every word has a deeper meaning. Every building, every shape, every symbol. So you're actually, every day you get up out of bed, you're growing. You're rising up. If you do any introspection, you rise up. If you don't, you'll stay where you're at. Till you get so tired of it that you want to jump off a bridge. You say, Lord, help me. What am I missing? And he's ready to help you. Hey, how you doing? Oh, okay.